Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Taco Bell recently found itself in the headlines when it was sued over its beef content. Today, University of the Pacific's Ken Albala explains that the lawsuit itself might be short on meat.
This semester, I began my freshman food policy class with a discussion of the lawsuit over Taco Bell's claim that it uses 100% beef in its tacos. The suit says that the filling contains 35% meat, of which only 15% is protein. Disgusting, my students cried. So what's the remainder? Filler? Chemicals? Bug parts? Taco Bell's president, Greg Creed, insists that the filling is much like you make at home, 88% beef and 12% water, spices and oats, but no extenders. Clearly, someone was lying. Next, we looked at an article from the Annals of Diagnostic Pathology about the contents not of taco filling, but of typical fast food hamburger, which contains 12% meat, 50% water by weight, some connective tissue, blood vessels, nerve, fat, cartilage, bone. So the definition of meat is muscle tissue alone, without water or fat or anything else. If I bought a steak, it would be roughly the same proportions as these hamburgers. My students grasped the absurd use of the term meat here immediately. The 15% protein is exactly what we would expect, and with the fat and other parts of the steer, maybe that's where the litigants came up with 35% beef, leaving out that naturally occurring 50% water. I can understand why one would not want to eat fast food tacos. But Taco Bell's claim that their mix contains 88% beef plus seasonings appears to be honest. I'm for truth in advertising. Perhaps more accurate would be Taco Bell starts with 100% beef and adds seasonings and binders. When asked whether this would have any effect on their eating Taco Bell, my students replied, well, it's fast food. You expect there to be some junk in it.
That was the University of the Pacific's Ken Albala. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.